Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory to you, O heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are present in all places and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Bestower of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship before Christ, the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil before you, that you might be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bring me forth. For behold, you have loved truth, you have revealed to me the hidden and secret things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me hear joy and gladness. The bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and establish me with the governing spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly shall return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you will open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For had you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You will not be pleased with whole burnt offerings. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, to Zion in your good pleasure, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall you be pleased with a sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. O God, hasten to my help. O Lord, be quick to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and put to shame who desire my hurt. Let them soon be turned back with shame who say to me, "Well done, well done." Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you, O God. And let those who love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." But I am poor and needy. Help me, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplication in your truth. Hear me in your righteousness. And do not enter into judgment with your servant, for none living shall be justified before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has cast my life down to the ground. He has set me in darkness like the dead of old, and my spirit has grown weary within me. My heart within me is troubled. I remembered days of old. I meditated on your deeds. I mused on the works of your hands. I stretched out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a waterless land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit has fainted. Do not turn your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Let me hear your mercy in the morning, for I have set my hope in you. Make known to me, O Lord, the way in which I should walk, for I have lifted up my soul to you. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For your name's sake, O Lord, you will give me life. In your righteousness you will bring my soul out of trouble. And in your mercy you shall make my enemies perish, and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we thank you for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, Father, almighty Lord, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and you, O Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are holy, you alone are Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father, amen. I will bless you every night, and praise your name always and unto ages of ages. For Lord, you have been our refuge in generation and generation. I said, Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. O Lord, to you have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. For in you is the fountain of life, and in your light shall we see light. O extend your mercy to those who confess you. Deem us worthy, O Lord, of passing this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and praiseworthy and glorious is your name forever. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have placed our hope in you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your commandments. Blessed are you, O Master, make me understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Holy One, enlighten me with your commandments. O Lord, your mercy endures forever. Do not despise the work of your hands. It is proper to praise you, and hymns belong to you. Glory belongs to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen. Having passed through the water as upon dry land, and having escaped the malice of the Egyptians, the Israelites cried aloud, unto our God and Redeemer, let us sing. Wondrous is God and his saints, the God of Israel. Having emulated the death of Christ by their death and his honored sufferings by their sufferings, all the martyrs have received divine and blessed life. Grant rest, O Lord, to the souls of your departed servants. Overlooking the transgressions of youth and transcending our sins, O Christ, our Savior, number among your elect, your servants who have fallen asleep. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Unto your servants whom you have taken to yourself, O greatly merciful One, richly grant the glory and joy which those who acquired a blessed sojourn have received, now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. You conceive the word of the Father who united himself hypostatically to the flesh he received from you, and who abolished Hades with divine power, O all immaculate maiden. O Lord, creator of the vault of heaven and builder of the church, strengthen me in your love. O summit of desire, O support of the faithful, O only lover of mankind. Wondrous is God and his saints, the God of Israel. Cleansed of the ancient fall of our first parents, and having been sprinkled with baptism, regeneration, and the streams of your blood, O blessed ones, you reign with Christ. Grant rest, O Lord, to the souls of your departed servants, O Savior, who were willingly laid dead in the tomb, and called forth those who abode in the grave. Be well pleased that those whom you have taken from us may dwell in the habitations of your righteous. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Entreated by the compassion of your divine goodness, which is understood consubstantially, O Master and Savior, give rest to your servants, granting them remission of their sins, both now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. He who alone is manifestly the lover of mankind, who was incarnate from your womb and became man, saves mankind from the gates of death, only most pure and all-hymned Mother of God. You, O Lord, are my strength, and you are my power. You are my God and my joy. You who, while never leaving the bosom of your Father, have visited our poverty. Therefore, with the prophet Habakkuk, I cry to you, glory to your power, O lover of mankind. Wondrous is God and his saints, the God of Israel, that they might behold your glory and splendidly receive your effulgence in the heavens, O Master. The divine martyrs endured all manner of tortures, singing to you, O Christ, glory to your power, O lover of mankind. Grant rest, O Lord, to the souls of your departed servants. In your house are many mansions, O Savior, which are set aside for all according to the measure of their virtues, as is right. Be well pleased, O compassionate One, to fill them with those who have reposed in faith, piously chanting unto you, glory to your power, O lover of mankind. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You appeared as a man equal to us, O immortal One, and endured death as do all, and have shown us the path to life. Since you love mankind, free those who have departed from us, granting them forgiveness of offenses, O Master, and give them a share of your light, now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. You are the boast of the faithful, the intercessor and refuge, the bulwark and haven of Christians, O unwedded and all-immaculate One, and you bear entreaties to your Son, saving from misfortunes those who with faith and love know you to be Theotokos. O light never waning, why have you turned your face from me? And why has the alien darkness surrounded me, wretch though I am?
But guide my steps, I implore you, and turn me back towards the light of your commandments. Wondrous is God in his saints, the God of Israel. In the habitations of the saints, where the beauteous cry is heard of those who keep festival, grants the life of dispassion, your ineffable glory and your blessedness, which is past all telling, unto those who have departed, only lover of mankind, taking pity on them. Grant rest, O Lord, to the souls of your departed servants, in the bosom of Abraham, where the ranks of the angels are, and where the assemblies of the righteous rejoice. Grant your servants to dwell, O loving Savior, and be well pleased that they stand with boldness before your dread and divine throne. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are shown to be our purification, righteousness, and deliverance, O compassionate one. And by your wounds you have healed our infirmities. Wherefore, since you are good, grant unto those who have departed the delights of paradise, now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. You mercifully assume the form of man, O merciful one, who adorn all with the transcendent exaltations of divine glory, receiving animate and reason-endowed flesh from the Virgin's womb, by which you destroyed death. I will pour out my prayer unto the Lord, and to him will I proclaim my grief. For my soul is filled with evils, and my life unto Hades has drawn close. And like Jonah I pray to you, raise me up from corruption, O God. O holy martyr Savinus, pray to God for us. In no way did you endure wounds, bindings, laceration, and burning as though in another's body, for things that pass away. But receiving a blessed end, you obtained crowns of glory from Christ, O Savinus. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Church of Christ has truly been filled with living waters, having been enriched by you, the fount of miracles, who came forth from the depths of the river's waters, for it found within itself a pearl of great price, O Savinas, now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. By your birth-giving, you have set aright our fallen essence, O Virgin Theotokos, who has given birth unto the Creator and Master, who took upon himself our weakness and has saved us from the corruption of death by his sufferings. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Bound by the love of the Redeemer, with courageous wisdom you endured multifarious wounds and lacerations, O Holy One, and cast into the river you received a holy end therein, and you have been given unto all as a treasure of great value, pouring forth healings and giving release from afflictions unto those who with faith have recourse unto you, O blessed Savinas, and treat Christ God to grant forgiveness of transgressions unto those who honor your holy memory with love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages. Amen. All we, the generations of mankind, call you blessed, since you are the Virgin who alone among women have given birth without seed unto God in the flesh, for the fire of the Godhead made its abode within you, and you fed the Creator and Lord with milk as an infant. Wherefore we, the race of mankind and of angels, glorify your birth-giving, and together we cry out to you, entreat Christ God to grant forgiveness of sins unto those who with faith worship your most holy offspring. The Hebrew children in the furnace boldly trampled upon the flames, changing the fire into dew, they cried aloud, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, through all the ages. O holy martyr Savinus, pray to God for us, that you might receive incorruptible glory. You spurned the glory of life for the sake of the glory of God, O Savinus, taking delight in your torments and crying out unceasingly, blessed are you, O God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. At the divine behest of the Master, you rejected the abomination of the godless, having manifestly chosen godly wisdom, O Savinus, unceasingly chanting, blessed are you, O God, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. The Word of God, who became incarnate of your womb, O Theotokos, has saved the world. And honoring him, we hymn you, crying aloud, blessed is the fruit of your womb, O most pure one. The instruments of music sounded out in harmony, and countless multitudes worship the image Indura. But the three children, refusing to bow in obeisance, hymn and glorify the Lord throughout all ages. O holy martyr Savinus, pray to God for us, bent by the savageries of the tormentors, yet straightened out by the love of Christ. You therein obtained a dispassion which could not be taken away, O Savinus, chanting to God the hymn, You do supremely exalt throughout all ages. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. With abstinence were you adorned, O martyr. You were made brilliant with the splendor of your sufferings, and have shone forth like a star upon those who cry out. Him the Lord all you works, and supremely exalt him through all ages. Now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. You shone forth in the radiance of your virginity, for you, O Mother of God, were the cloud of the sun, who has extinguished the furnace of the insanity of idolatry. Him do we supremely exalt throughout all ages. Saved by you, O pure Virgin, we confess you to be truly Theotokos, and together with the choirs of the bodiless hosts, you do we magnify. O holy martyr Sabinus, pray to God for us. Spurred on by the love of the God of all, you trampled underfoot the river's waves, reaching the haven of incorruption, O glorious martyr. O holy martyr Sabinus, pray to God for us. Possessing faith in the Savior as your foundation, you did not fear the assaults of the godless, but hastened from the river's depths to the serenity of life. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Having you as a rampart, a shelter, and our only intercessor in salvation, we are ever delivered from misfortunes and transgressions. O holy martyr Sabinus, pray to God for us. What shall we call you, O glorious one, warrior of the mighty King and God, who have manifestly set at naught the impiety of the incorporeal ones, beacon who shines forth the noetic light, all-powerful destroyer of idols, most fervent athlete, and most lawful sufferer, pray that our souls be saved. O holy martyr Sabinus, pray to God for us. What now shall we call you, O Sabinus, river of living water, pouring forth breath of spirit upon us, who are oppressed amid cruelties, inexhaustible flood of healings, cup which pours out a holy draught, and wonder worker most true, equal in honor to the incorporeal ones, pray that our souls be saved. Holy martyr Sabinus, pray to God for us. What shall we call you, O Holy One, guide of the erring, or intercessor for sinners, true physician for those storm-tossed amid evils, precious and fragrant lily of paradise, first fruit among martyrs, and their confirmation, ever-flowing fount of miracles, valiant struggler, pray that our souls be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Whom have you emulated, O wretched soul, who in no way rouse yourself to repentance, nor fear the fire which awaits the wicked? Arise and cry aloud, calling upon her who alone is quick to help. O Virgin Mother, entreat your Son and our God to deliver me from the snares of the deceiver. It is truly right to bless you, O Theotokos, as ever blessed and immaculate, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim and by far more glorious than the seraphim. Without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. O true Theotokos, we magnify you. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. To you, O Theotokos, the invincible leader, we, your servants, ascribe these victory hymns in thanksgiving for our deliverance from evil. With your invincible power, free us from all dangers, that we may cry to you, rejoice, O unwedded bride.
Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. In every season and at every hour, in heaven and on earth, you are worshipped and glorified, O good God, long-suffering, rich in mercy, loving the just and compassionate to sinners, calling all to salvation by the promise of the blessings to come. Now, O Lord, at this very hour, receive our prayers and direct our lives in the way of your commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, correct our thoughts, and make our knowledge whole and sober. Deliver us from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need. Surround us with your holy angels as with a rampart, so that protected and guided by their host, we may reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your unapproachable glory. For you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and by far more glorious than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. O true Theotokos, we magnify you. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. O Lord and Master of my life, drive from me the spirit of indifference, despair, lust for power, and idle chatter. Give to me instead, your slave, the spirit of integrity, humility, patience, and love. Yes, O Lord and King, let me look upon my own sins and refrain from judging others, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. O Lady, Bride of God, virginal, pure, immaculate, blameless, without stain or disgrace, who through your birth-giving brought together our fallen state and the things of heaven, O you only hope of the hopeless, help of the oppressed, ready protection of those who flee to you, and refuge of all Christians, despise me not, who am a wretched sinner, who have defiled myself with unclean thoughts, words, and deeds, and in my slothfulness have become a slave to the passions of life. But since you are the Mother of God, who is the lover of mankind, have mercy, have compassion on me, a sinner and a prodigal son. Accept this prayer from my impure lips, and with the power of your maternity, beg your Son, my Lord and my God, to open for me the depths of his loving kindness. Forgive my countless sins, convert me to true repentance, and make me faithful to his commands. O you who are compassionate, be my constant companion. In this present life, be with me as an intercessor, as a powerful help to turn away the assaults of my enemies, and to guide me to salvation. At the hour of my death, be with me to embrace my poor soul, and keep away the dreadful sight of wicked devils. On the terrible day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment, and make me an heir of your Son's glory. Through the grace and love for mankind of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him and to his eternal Father and to his all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, we send up glory, honor, and adoration, now and always, and to ages of ages. Amen. Now that we are about to lie down to sleep, grant us, O Master, the repose of our soul and body. Preserve us against the dark slumber of sin and against any impure satisfaction that roams around in the darkness of night. Quiet the assaults of our passions. Arrest the darts that the evil one insidiously throws at us. Still the commotions of our flesh, and calm all earthly and worldly feelings within us. Grant us, O Lord, a watchful mind, innocent thoughts, a sober heart, a gentle sleep free from evil dreams. At the hour of prayer, rouse us strong in the practice of your commands, and ever mindful of your desires. Give us the grace to sing your glory throughout the night, to praise, bless, and glorify your all-honorable and magnificent name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O you most glorious, ever virginal and blessed Theotokos, commend our prayers to your Son, our God, and entreat him to save our souls through your intercession. The Father is my hope, the Son my refuge, the Holy Spirit my protection. O all Holy Trinity, glory to you. All my hope I place in you, O Theotokos, keep me under the wings of your protection. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, 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 Kyrie eleison,